Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our monthly product call. My name is Daryl Anderson. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Gevita. I am filling in, hopefully admirably, for our Director of Marketing, Robin Freitag. She is off on a little R&R, off on tonight's call. And I am joined by our typical cast of characters, our extensively knowledgeable characters about our products, to give you everything that you wanted to know about all of Gevita's products. First and foremost, joined this evening by our Director of Botanical Research, Monica Johnson. Monica has degrees in genetics, botany, ethnobotany, and she's been formulating some of the finest nutritional supplements on the market today, including was a key to helping us formulate the entire Active Blends line. Good evening, Monica. Welcome to the call with us.
Thank you, Daryl, very much.
And getting us some much-needed perspective from the field of medicine to help us understand why these products are needed and how they fill that need in our overall health and our day-to-day lives and what makes our products so special to all of the people that are using them and the results that they're having is our Royal Black Diamond, Dr. Chi Nguyen. Dr. Chi is a practicing physician with more than 20 years of experience. Good evening, Dr. Chi, and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Daryl.
Well, thank you guys for being here, and thank you everybody who has dialed in. We're here to, of course, educate you and give you a better understanding of our products. We strongly believe that, you know, not only that you should understand the health benefits of using our products, but also have the confidence behind the formulations, the blends, the ingredients that go into each one of our products, because I can assure you that it is something that we take very seriously. You know, every product that we do, we make sure that it contains the efficacious amounts of the herbs, of the ingredients, make sure that it tastes good. We go through, you know, formulators and flavorizers and all different kinds of people who have the expertise in helping us create the best products that we believe in this market. And so tonight what we're going to talk about is we're going to explore a little bit of the science as well as the health benefits behind Gevita's Energy and Mind Coffee. Now, a little known fact here is that while such popularity and so many results come about because of our Burn and Control, which really, really put us on the map, it wasn't our first coffee, and hence why we're going to talk about Energy and Mind. We launched Gevita's Energy and Mind. It was the first product that we launched in our line. It's a beverage that we really deemed, and we still do, it delivered everything that you wanted and craved in your morning cup of coffee and more. The reason behind that is we know that everybody reaches for that cup of coffee. And what are they looking for? They're looking for that little extra pick-me-up. Some of the commercials and everything that we see where people don't want to talk to someone until they have their morning cup of coffee. That was what and the reason behind what we craved. What if we could give people a little bit more that affects your psyche, a little bit more that you know, gives you a little bit more of that focus, a little bit more of that energy, as well as that great coffee flavor? And that was the first product in the flagship that we launched with Gevita. And so Energy and Mind, of course, has all those delicious flavors of coffee, the ones that you're used to, the flavors that you get in the Burn and Control. And it's paired with a proprietary blend of herbs and botanicals that really amplify and boost that energy and that mental clarity that you seek, especially, you know, first thing in the morning. I'm going to start first with Dr. Chi, and I know that many of you, if you are not familiar, but we have white papers on each one of our products. These are all on our GoGevita website, and they are in our science section, and you can find white papers that have been authored by another one of our colleagues here on the call, Monica Johnson. And in that white paper, Dr. Chi, Monica talks a little bit about Ayurveda and Ayurvedic medicine. And while this certainly isn't a new field of medicine because it's, you know, been around for thousands of years, it may be unfamiliar with some of our listeners. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your knowledge and your use of it and what it is and why Ayurvedic medicine is so significant in our society.
Oh, I'd love to, love to. Ayurvedic medicine, basically, it's a system of medicine with historical roots to the Indian subcontinent, and it dates back over 3,000 years and remains one of the country's traditional healthcare system. Basically, its concept about health and disease promotes the use of herbal medicine, herbal compounds, special diets, and other unique health practices. And at this point in time, many of these therapies have been intensely studied by modern medicine or science and observed to really have specific mechanisms of action in the body will lead to benefits. And I know that Monica will go through a lot of these mechanisms of action and also the benefits as well.
Why is it, Dr. Chi, why is it that you think you being a physician studied traditional types of medicine, probably also looked at some of these other kinds of things, but why do you think it has taken so long for this study of herbs and the power of herbs to be used here in our Western cultures?
It's just a matter of getting us educated on Eastern medicine or Ayurvedic medicine. It's all about learning and educating ourselves. And over the last 20 years, I have noticed a tremendous shift in Western medicine, where they take in the Eastern medicine approach and have learned quite a bit, just like acupuncture and other herbalists as well.
And that's true of so many different companies, not only Gevita, but so many different companies in the nutritional supplement industry, really those pioneers that have brought these herbs that really are beneficial to us. And that's really a foundation of what Gevita is all about. Monica, as a botanist, you're obviously very familiar with the use of herbs and botanicals. And of course, that stems from, the ancient Ayurvedic medicine. Can you share with us, your thoughts about, this type of Eastern medicine that has been around for so long?
Oh, for sure. Obviously, that's kind of, but that is my background, being in this botanical world. But Dr. Chi just so wonderfully described that this system of medicine has been around for well over 3,000 years, as he said. And you would think when something's around that long with as much proven efficacy as it has, you would think it would be more commonly known in our Western medicine than it is. And I think Dr. Chi said it best, that it comes down to education. Unfortunately, it's still classified as a quote-unquote pseudoscience, and I think it's because we don't have enough people educated in it. But as Dr. Chi said, and as you just said, there is definitely a shift coming. Modern medicine is starting to really dig into some of these Ayurvedic remedies and try to come up with, well, why are we seeing these benefits? I mean, why are these native cultures seeing such benefits over centuries? Let's find out what that mechanism of action is. And as more and more of these companies and these research entities invest in researching these botanicals and I guess making themselves more educated, more and more of these botanicals are going to become mainstream. And I've actually had the privilege of working both on the pharmaceutical and the nutraceutical side and have seen some of these drugs come to market that have their roots in plants. And I don't mean any pun there, but some of these drugs that are synthesized are synthesized directly from a compound that was found in a plant, most likely from a traditional remedy like Ayurvedic medicine. So it's more and more of these are going to become more mainstream as the science emerges.
And I think also with as technology advances and the internet has more and more information out there, more and more people are seeking themselves to find out information about the power of these herbs, because they are featured in so many different products, different companies, and especially with us, and that's really a foundation of where we are. I want to start talking about some of those herbs that you had mentioned, Monica. And the first one, the two that are in there, Bacopa monnieri and Gota Cola. I know that Gota Cola is one of those that the name sounds a little bit more familiar to people, but the Bacopa monnieri is one this combination of herbs was one of the reasons, or was the reason, why we developed the energy in mind. Because when we looked at the studies and saw some of the history of it and what it does and is used for today, we knew how powerful this is. So if you could talk a little bit to us, because some people may not know as much about the name or the even the herb Bacopa monnieri, the plant, it quite actually has a long history. Am I correct in saying that?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of these fundamental herbs in Ayurvedic medicine. It's some of the records actually date back more than 3,000 years, but it's been used in this Hindu medicine as a neurological tonic and cognitive enhancer, which would make sense that we include it in our energy and mind drink. But those familiar with Ayurvedic medicine, you might recognize the name of the herb when it's in its traditional form, it's called Brahmi. It's spelled B-R-A-H-M-I. And it's actually, this herb is named after the creator god in the Hindu pantheon because it is such an important herb in this traditional medicine. So while Bacopa monnieri is not as familiar of a word, Brahmi might be something that people would come across, as you said, as they search the internet and are doing more of their independent research.
So in talking about that herb and its roots, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, the function, what that what the Bacopa monnieri does, what its mechanism of action is, and what some of those benefits are that, you know, have been observed by people who are using it?
Absolutely. Well, because it does have this history, this historical use as a neurological tonic in the Ayurvedic medicine, researchers really wanted to dive in and see how does it work. As I mentioned, they're really looking for the underlying mechanism of action. And with Bacopa, they've actually found several mechanisms. One of them being its ability to increase cerebral blood flow. Now what this is the actual overall blood flow to the brain itself. This can stimulate brain activity. They also found that it is a potent antioxidant, specifically targeting these delicate tissues in the brain, which, of course, as we all know, helps protect from oxidative stress, and that helps the brain to maintain its optimum functionality. Another mechanism they found was that it can inhibit acetylcholinesterase, which is part of a biochemical pathway that can lead to some negative emotional states, such as depression and anxiety. They also, in the same realm of anti-anxiety, they found that Bacopa can target GABA receptors, and we're all familiar with GABA on some of the previous calls. We've talked a lot about this neuroreceptor, but that it can go in and actually suppress seizures in epileptics because of its modulation on these GABA receptors. So it has a lot of different functions in the body.
Now, you, Dr. Chi, Monica mentioned right at the very beginning of that how it helps increase cerebral blood flow, and obviously that's can be a mouthful. But you know, when you think about it, cerebral being the brain, and then blood flow and the moving of blood through the brain is obviously very important. That increased blood flow would be something that would be very attractive to someone who is dealing with various kinds of cognitive disorders. Can you share with us a little bit about what some of those disorders might be and what people could benefit from with those disorders with Bacopa?
Oh, totally awesome. With the increased blood flow and how it can help with all these cognitive disorders, and some of these disorders are like, for example, Alzheimer's, epilepsy, dementia, Parkinson's, ADD, ADHD, even some even our mood and our concentration have been helped with this. I think it would be a great benefit to this from Bacopa monnieri. So those are some of the disorders that we that might benefit from what we have.
If you could talk a little bit, Monica, about the different kinds of studies, in the different clinical trials that exist that actually support the use of this, some of the things that Dr. Chi had just talked about with some of those disorders, what kinds of studies and trials, exist out there that support the use of this herb?
Well, this is a neat one, and I know you referred to the white papers, and I would definitely direct those on the call to the white paper for this one, because there are so many trials out there, both preliminary trials, which are necessary to conduct before you go to a full-scale human trial, but the amount of human trials that exist on Bacopa are immense. And I tried to touch on as many as I could, but in some had to summarize, and I'll summarize some of them here because the findings are really impressive and stem right into what Dr. Chi had mentioned. Obviously, he said some pretty significant conditions that are impaired in the brain just due to different loss of blood flow and other different cognitive decline. But among these are Alzheimer's, Parkinson, and ADHD. And all three of these, because they're such big hitters in the medical world, there's a lot of funding that goes into research behind these. And with that, you see a lot more trials that will stem over into some of these Ayurvedic remedies because there's funding. And so we get the benefits of that. But some of the clinical trials that they did with the Bacopa have actually shown that with this increased cerebral blood flow and this antioxidant potential, Bacopa can actually go in and reverse memory impairment and improve memory performance. And this was shown in several different types of patients with either dementia from Alzheimer's or with Parkinson's conditions. But then the researchers wanted to see if these same benefits carried through healthy individuals. So there are a number of clinical trials on healthy individuals stemming from all ages, walks of life, from healthy elderly subjects to young adults, and even in children, and some children healthy, some children that were diagnosed with ADHD. There's actually a very large ADHD trial on Bacopa that showed that it's able to reduce ADHD symptoms outside of the social problems. So this would include things like learning problems, impulsivity, self-control. All of these have been shown to be increased with Bacopa. And then obviously in all of these healthy adults, they were able to show things like improving memory while decreasing depression, anxiety, and heart rate that are associated with memory recall tests. And I thought that was an interesting note is when obviously having an anti-anxiety product here, sometimes you tend to think of anxiety as the very serious condition, you know, the one that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You have anxiety disorders or you're depressed. But in these particular trials, they were looking at healthy individuals that do not have conditions of depression, anxiety, but that when a healthy individual undergoes a memory recall test, we automatically fall into a state of moderate depression and anxiety, which I thought is a very interesting thing. And because of this, there are standards to measure improving those states. So when Bacopa was administered and they were giving these memory recall tests and the subjects were experiencing anxiety and depression, they were actually experiencing at a significantly less rate than individuals that did not take the Bacopa. So this will be just great in day-to-day test taking, just undergoing stress at work. This will help just with the overall overcoming those moderate depressive anxiety states in our day-to-day lives.
Yes, I was just about to say, I'm sure that we could all use that. You know, not a lot of people think of taking coffee just to quote-unquote relax, but it seems to fit perfectly with that. A lot of those trials also, you know, that you had mentioned, you know, not only was it so powerful with people that have these, you know, these advanced states, but also, you know, not healthy people, healthy adults as well as children, and, you know, giving them this herb, you know, with, you know, some great studies also that are cited in that. So thank you very much. I wanted to now turn our attention to the other herb. You know, this, as I mentioned at the very beginning, the energy in mind contains two powerful herbs, the Bacopa monnieri, and it's paired with our gota cola. And the gota cola seems like it's a perfect companion to the Bacopa. Could you please talk a little bit about why? Because there are some similarities in terms of their actions on the body and the states. But could you please tell us a little bit about what this herb, why gota cola is such a great companion to Bacopa, and, you know, obviously the benefits that are associated with using it?
Sure. Well, gota cola, as you mentioned, is a more familiar sounding herb, I think, to most of us on the call because we're familiar with this particular one. But for those of us that aren't, that actually isn't the botanical name. That's the common name, which makes it kind of interesting because it's not common English language. But the botanical name is actually Centella asiatica, but gota cola is a lot easier to say, so we use it. It's also an herb from Ayurvedic medicine, as well as been used for centuries, but specifically to help with memory disorders. Natives actually call it a brain tonic because of its ability to improve microcirculation, as well as its antioxidant potential, but it also has anti-inflammatory properties. It also has been shown to modulate the beta amyloid peptide, which this is an interesting peptide that's been associated with cognitive decline and disorders, that as Dr. Chi had mentioned, like the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. They actually found that this peptide can form plaques in the extracellular matrix, which can potentially cause these disorders. And gota cola can decrease levels of this peptide in the hippocampus, which then can positively impact the pathway, resulting in fewer plaques. So this one can actually act as a preventative agent for a lot of these really negative dementia-type conditions.
It's also very interesting. You know, you just mentioned gota cola, and you classified it, or I shouldn't say classified it, but said that, you know, it's cited as being a brain tonic. And before, when we talked about the Bacopa, it was, you know, talked about as a neurologic drink. So you can tell right from those, just, you know, almost layperson terms, how, you know, how powerful these are to be mixed with, you know, and be delivered, you know, with a coffee that can then be, you know, put into your body. And that's why people are feeling some of those things that they're having, you know, more alertness and more focus and more clarity, because, boy, each one of these herbs sort of has that name, you know, associated with it. What are some of the studies and some of the clinical trials that are out there, and what do they say about using the use of Gota Cola?
Well, this one's really a very, very powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and a lot of people don't realize that antioxidation and cognitive function are directly correlated. In fact, there's a specific model that's used in clinical trials to test that close relationship. It's a standard model that when Gota Cola was plugged in there, it was shown to be not only a powerful antioxidant in the brain, but they took it a step further with this model and demonstrated its benefits for specifically reducing the oxidative damage that impairs memory. So these studies will show and have shown an increase in retention of information along with higher learning ability when the Gota Cola is administered. So that's just phenomenal right there. When I know we all talk about increasing blood flow, which obviously improves functionality, they were able to actually go in and show that Gota Cola boosts that by helping us to retain more. And what person doesn't want that? I mean, just losing your car keys in the morning isn't a thing with Gota Cola anymore. So it's just a very, very powerful product. And just like the Bacopa, there are so many clinical studies behind this. Again, all ranges and ages and health of individuals. So this one has also been studied a lot, obviously, in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's patients, simply because it's such a dramatic state. It's easier to see benefits, but this one too has been taken over into healthy individuals to see if you can see statistical significance in healthy individuals as well. And this one, just like the Bacopa, has been proven safe in children also. There have been a number of trials conducted on Gota Cola in school-age children, both healthy children as well as those suffering from attention disorders. And similar to the Bacopa study, they demonstrated that the children taking Gota Cola had better focus and better improvement of their overall mental function and memory with no negative side effects. So both of these herbs in combination not only could benefit us, but might be remarkable for parents that are wishing to provide safe alternatives for their children who might be having or struggling with focus and learning retention.
That's excellent. Now you have said it initially, then we heard Dr. Chi talk about it, and then I reiterated. Here we have this Bacopa monnieri, which is being used, of course, in the study of some of these, you know, these disease states, like we talk about the Alzheimer's and the ADHD, and then we just talked also about the Gota Cola being used in similar ways with people, healthier people, to see, you know, and to prevent the onset of maybe some of those things. What do you see as the rationale or the benefit in pairing both of these herbs when each herb seems to be, you know, fantastic to be able to stand on its own?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes when we're explaining botanicals, especially when we're trying to talk on kind of a high level, as a lot of people on the call here, when you're trying to explain this to the neighbor down the street, when you're talking on a higher level, sometimes these things sound exactly the same. And with these two products, and as you said, they are both called brain tonics and neurological enhancers back thousands of years, how are they different? How do they work together? Why were they even put together? Well, when you delve down into these mechanisms of action, you actually see that although they might be targeting the brain and the functionality of the brain and memory as a whole, they're actually coming at it from slightly different means. And an example would be with the blood flow circulation. We were talking about cerebral blood flow. Bacopa affects overall blood flow, which cerebral blood flow is the blood flowing into the brain itself, the organ as a whole. And this is important, obviously, because you want to make sure that you're getting as much oxygenated blood to the brain for proper functionality. Well, Gota Cola works on microcirculation, which is the smallest possible movement of blood through the capillaries and actually works on strengthening those teeny tiny little capillaries. So by putting them together, you're better able to improve that blood flow to the brain and improve the functionality. So that's a good example of how they work together, similar sounding, but actually they're working on different levels. Another example would be when it comes to that beta amyloid peptide I had mentioned earlier. This beta amyloid peptide, and I just kind of talked high level about it, but it's critical when it comes to cognitive decline. As this peptide increases in our body, our cognitive functionality decreases. Well, both of these herbs impact that peptide, but they do so along different points of the pathway. So it's almost like you're getting a 1-2 punch by putting these products in there, because they're going to disrupt that pathway in different places, which is going to have different benefits in different people. So we're really trying to create the most added benefit with these two ingredients. And if you look at historical Ayurvedic medicine, coming back to the beginning of our call, these two botanicals have been paired up for centuries because they do have such phenomenal synergism. So that's exactly why we put both of these products in there.
The dosage, where we recommend based on the amount of herbs that are in each cup, you know, where we know that most people drink, you know, 3 or more cups of coffee each day. And so, you know, 2 cups of coffee, 2 sticks, provide some of the amount that we have shown, or the amount that we have seen in these studies and a lot of them that you have cited, as what that should be as the daily supply. And so you would obviously, the recommendation there is that if you do have 2 cups, that's where you're going to get the most impact from these herbs. And then is there any, aside from that, are there any other times or ways to drink it that make it even more beneficial?
Well, yes, but first I do want to point out, obviously you mentioned if this is your cup of coffee, which I hope for a lot of us this is the coffee of choice. A lot of us drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day. I myself am very guilty of this. But in terms of this particular product, I do want to point out, we took this into consideration when we were developing it. We wanted to make sure that this product is efficacious at those clinical dosage from those, you know, hundreds of people that went through these different trials. We wanted to make sure we were using the right dosage. So the short answer is, yes, we designed the product so that you drink 2 cups of coffee a day. You're right in line with what all of these trials are showing. But I want to point out an interesting finding. There are 2 specific clinical trials that I pointed out in the white paper, one on each of the herbs. And what they showed was that both of these herbs are dose dependent. So what that means is that the higher the dosage, the more pronounced the response. Now, not every herb works that way. These two just happen to be proven to work that way. And I'm not saying that if you drink 15 cups of coffee, you're going to be the next Stephen Hawking. But what I am saying is that there is a dose dependent relationship here. So if you are going to drink only 1 cup of coffee, you're still going to see a benefit. So we designed it so that even at the smallest dosage, which is 1 full stick, you would still see statistical significance according to these trials. But that if you were to go up and drink, say, 3 cups of coffee a day, you are going to see an added benefit, and you are going to fall in line with the safety parameters that we outlined as well. You won't see any negative side effects from that going up to the 3 doses. So I want to throw that out there first. Any special instructions? You mentioned that. Not in so much as it's a coffee product. You don't want to drink it right before you go to bed. That's really the main point that I want to make. And then a lot of people that will be taking this product, I hope, are drinking our fiber product. And I've mentioned before, the fiber product does increase transit time. So you want to drink this product before the fiber product. Otherwise, it might push the energy and mind ingredients through you a little too quickly. And you want to reap the maximum results. So just space them out a little bit. Take the fiber after you drink your coffee.
Excellent, excellent. I wanted to make one quick note also, while we are talking about the energy, and we have talked about how this helped with adults in the number of different trials, and we've also talked about with children with all the different trials. These are the same herbs that are found also in our Focus Fusion Cocoa. So we could have had almost like the same type of call that could have been on focusing on both of these herbs. So I think that's really strong, especially when we start talking so much about kids. and children and being able to do this that could, you know, potentially help them with their focus and those kinds of things that that the children go through. And we as parents, anybody who is a parent out there, can sometimes see in their children, like, hey, why do you keep, you know, drifting away or drifting off and those kinds of things? Dr. Chi, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, we do know that, you know, a lot of people are always looking for, you know, solutions medically to help them with these kinds of things. And I wanted to first ask, you know, first, do you know or of anything that any of these herbs that would interact with any kind of medication that someone might be encountering so that, they're not worried about whether they should take this or not? I was just wondering if you knew of any or if you had anybody that has come up to you and asked you maybe about, you know, different conditions or different interactions that that the energy and mind may have with what they're doing.
Yes, I've had quite a number of people always asking me about that situation in terms of medication interactions. But again, I keep telling people, even though we see the results, we have the great benefits and the great science behind all this, what we have is in a beverage form, and so I really don't recommend anyone, even myself, I don't even play the doctor game, despite the fact I am, to that individual because I'm not their own personal physician. So I recommend that none of us should play the doctor, take that doctor role, and recommend this to this and that to that individual because we don't know what they're taking. We don't know what conditions they suffer from. So I really recommend that we leave it up to their own physicians to really go through this with that person and make their own decision with that person.
And I would also probably echo, and you could probably, you know, comment on this too. I had mentioned the cocoa. Same holds true with children. Of course, if you, you know, if you do have children and you do have any questions or concerns, obviously, like you mentioned, you do get the calls. But at the same time, you know, bring the box of cocoa to the doctor. Bring the box of coffee to the doctor, you know, and show them the things. I'm sure that's something else that that people can do.
What I tend to tell people is print out the white papers and give it to those physicians. That's the best thing for them, along with the boxes.
That way a doctor, it's almost like a doctor speaking to a doctor. That would be a perfect way to do it. Thank you very much. Finally, Monica, over the last 20 or so years, you've worked with a lot of different companies, of course, ingredient suppliers, flavorizers, different kinds of houses, manufacturers. How would you say that this formula, this energy and mind formula, and then taking it that next step, the focus fusion, with putting these ingredients in there, how do you think that this measures up with some other products that, you know, people are also trying to make the same claims on, but may not be, you know, have the same types of formulas?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, this product was specifically designed with the science in mind. And what that meant was basically going through the past 20 years of recent medical research, but also historical records of use of these particular herbs and finding the right dosages that would make this product effective without putting anything superfluous in there. And so the best way that I can describe this formula is, and also the focus fusion because it's so similar, but without the stimulant of the caffeine, is that they are incredibly clean formulas. They match the science. They're at efficacious dosages, but they don't have all of that extra fluff that you'll find in not just products that have extra botanicals, but products that might be in a solid dosage form that have these extra excipients and flow agents and things that, you know, you don't really want to put extra stuff in your body if you don't have to. So I just think these products are very clean and very effective. I love this particular product. I not only love the taste, but I love having this one as my daily cup of coffee. It's a beautiful formula. It works so well, and it's just one that is so easy to recommend to people.
Excellent. Well, yes, thank you very much. That was one of the thoughts behind it, you know, when this was, you know, the first formula that ran across the desk, you know, at the Gevita offices when the company was first being developed, because it was that thing that really provided everything that someone thinks about in their coffee, that focus, that clarity. And it really is a fantastic product, great science behind it, great research. And, you know, more importantly, we can see, and everybody on this call, you can see the lives that are being changed by these products because you can hear those testimonials. You've heard a lot mentioned tonight about white papers, about product reference sheets. They are available to you, and they are available to you, our members, to, you know, talk to with other members, to learn a little bit more for yourself about, to, you know, pass along to some of your preferred customers and even give them to some of your preferred customers who may have parties and have their own customers. Just visit GoJavita, visit the product science section. In there is where you'll see it. We also have a product section, so there's one completely devoted to science where you can find all these white papers. You can find background on a bunch of our herbs, not only in just Energy and Mind, but a lot of our, or all of our other products, as well as all of our product reference sheets that that really highlight everything about each individual product. I know there's a bunch of information that we all gave you tonight. Thank you for being here. Chances are you probably know someone who could probably use this information. That's why I direct you to go to GoJavita. You'll be pleased to know that I did record this call, and we will be making this available. We've also created some new abilities for ourselves with these recorded calls that we are going to start being able to post these calls and make those available to you at certain times, so that not only, you know, do you not have to worry about worrying, or you don't have to worry about another phone number that you need to dial into, but you will actually be able to access some of these through your back office. And so look for some information about that coming forward in the next couple of days. Mark your calendar now, of course. Always the first Thursday of the month. Next call, June the 2nd, same number that you dialed in on today, and the same 9 p.m. East, 6 p.m. West start time. I do want to thank once again Black Diamond, Royal Black Diamond, excuse me, Dr. Chi Nguyen. Thank you for joining me tonight, Dr. Chi. And Monica, I want to thank you for joining us as well, as you always do. I really appreciate all the information you gave us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
We very much enjoyed hosting this call, all three of us. We love to do this each time. Please join us again on our next JaVita product call next Thursday, first Thursday of the month of June. That is June the 2nd, and we will see all of you then. Thank you very much for joining us.